Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back, Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris. We've got a lot to go over here with the Orioles. If you missed it, a lot of talk yesterday with what they'd be going after, what they're interested in. We talk about Michael Eisen at the GM meeting said O's ownership has a target zone of what they're willing to pay for payroll, but there's no absolute limit. And you heard David Rubenstein basically say, hey, we don't have a limit.
Yeah.
It's still a business. You're still going to be smart. For all the people that are out there saying they're not going to do anything, I think you people are ridiculous. If you've watched what's gone on with this team this past year, saw that they sold away all the pieces and replenished that farm system. We talked about it yesterday. If they do sign somebody with that rejected a qualifying offer, they would lose their third round pick, not their first round pick. So I made the mistake on that earlier this week, but because of the way that the collective bargaining agreement works with them and the upper echelon teams, the teams that contribute to the luxury tax and the teams that don't, and they're the ones, like, other teams would lose their second round pick, their second best pick. Yeah. If you're in that bottom portion, you lose your third. So with all that being said, Mike Elias, there were some quotes coming out from him yesterday and some of the things that he's looking for and what the Orioles should go get. And he did talk about an outfielder.
Mm-hmm. Center field, specifically.
Did he say center field?
I think so.
So outfield. So again, there's actually three names I need to bring up.
I heard center fielder, but go ahead.
Okay. And then he said a closer or late inning reliever. And people were like, what do you mean, or? You need both. I think they get that, but he's just explaining that, you know, we have to find a guy that's done it in late innings and make him our closer or figure out closer.
You know why? Because this is what people expect. Yeah. We want a top of the rotation starter, a dominant closer, long reliever, setup man, a new center fielder. They want, it's like the football fans before with, you know, we need offensive line, we need safety help, we need tight ends. I got it. But well, he's giving you an honest answer.
So the three things that I thought were viable or options here. So you look at, let's start off with, obviously, the one everybody's going to talk about is Kyle Tucker. He's the number one free agent in the offseason. I don't know that the Orioles are going to go get him. They said he's been the Orioles are a dark horse team for him. Problem becomes, as you know, all the big dogs are, you're competing with the Dodgers. You're going to be competing with the Yankees, the Red Sox. The Blue Jays will probably be in that mix. The Giants always jump in a mix like this for some reason. And there's going to be a couple other wild card teams that they list. So if you are competing for Kyle Tucker, you're going to pay a pretty penny. The next,
by the way, you're not going to remember. You wonder where he went to high school?
Who? Kyle Tucker?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Remember the high school I told you in my neighborhood in Tampa?
Yeah.
He went to Plant High School.
Oh, with all the baseball players?
Everybody goes to Plant High School. It's like a baseball factory. It's amazing. Yeah, that's where he went.
Should just call it that, the baseball factory.
It's just a neighborhood high school. It's a public school in Tampa, but that's, you look at the alums from Plant High School, it's amazing.
Actually, there's already a baseball
that's
factory.
That's where Alonzo went, you know, Wade Boggs. I mean, just go, Michael Givens.
So The other position or the other player that makes a ton of sense would be Cody Bellinger. Plays center field, plays first base. So you have flexibility. Mm-hmm. You have options. Yes, he's going to look like he's high every time he plays. You could blindfold him with dental floss. I mean, that guy looks like he's stoned every time. And trust me, I know because I've seen myself.
Is that why you like him?
No, I think he's a good player, but he's kind of had the roller coaster. Like he signs... You know, you look at what he did initially with the Dodgers and hitting 50 bombs, and then he just falls off, and he finds new life with the Cubs, and then he signs that one-year deal with the Yankees, And he looks like he's back. It looks like he's playing well. And I think with the pedigree, his father playing in the league, I like it. And I like the fact that he's multi-positional. The thing I don't like is the first two guys we mentioned are both lefties, although both of these guys hit lefties fairly well. So if you're looking for something like that. The other name, and this is the one that gets me, because I've heard so many people go, it's the perfect fit. We got to get him. It makes so much sense. Make the trade. The Twins have said they would make Byron Buxton available for trade. And he's basically said, I'll waive my no trade clause if you guys want to move me. The thing that makes me laugh about this is, like, literally people are going, that's the perfect guy to trade for. What did everybody say about Tyler O'Neill? He always gets hurt.
Yeah.
You want to know the most games that Byron Buxton's ever played in a full season?
No.
140. You want to know the most games after that? 126. Then 102. Then you get 85, 92, 61, really? 39, 87, 28.
Wow.
Yes, he's 92, 46. Why would you guys want to make a move for a guy? And look, he's a great player when he's healthy. Yeah. He has never shown you he's going to be healthy.
Yeah.
It makes it, I mean, look, great center fielder, great bat in the middle of the lineup. Yeah. Is he going to be available? And that's the same problem we had. Well, I guess if you put him and a Tyler O'Neill together, maybe you just need him to get hurt when he's not hurt and him to get hurt when he's not hurt.
Yeah, so they're in a field together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
So I just think there's some interesting options. I've talked about how I believe Framber Valdez is going to be the guy that they go after here.
I hope so.
It makes too much sense.
I like him a lot.
And then, I mean, again, all the pitchers got qualifying offers, so you would lose draft picks depending on how many of these guys you sign. And there's a chance if you sign two, you're losing multiple picks, mm-hmm. you know? So is there a bat out there?
Buxton, I'm just looking. Buxton has only had triple-digit games in three seasons.
Yes.
In 11 years.
And even the 3 years, the 140, that makes sense. Okay.
There's a 102.
There's a 102 and a 126.
Yeah.
You know?
But the others are solo, 39, 46, 61. That's.
He doesn't post.
Wow.
He doesn't post.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, let's go to Tim and Glen Burnie. He's on the fan. Tim, you got some thoughts?
Yeah, Ed, Jeremy, what's going on, fellas?
Good morning. Good morning.
So I think I feel a little bit different about this year, and I think there's some signs, like some writing on the wall that should tell us fans that maybe we should feel a little bit different. You know, you have the overhaul of the coaching staff. You have David Rubenstein and team has finally had time to get settled, make their judgments, figure out sort of what direction they want to go and who they want to go after. I think the comment about the willing to go into the red is sort of telling because, you know, he's a private equity guy. You would think that someone like him would stay far away from going into the red. It's a business. But with that said, I think one of the golden rules that people tend to forget is those guys that do that for a living, scared money don't make money.
Yeah.
And, and I think, you know, that's something that we're going to see. And one name I just wanted to drop while you guys were tossing him out there, I've seen a little bit talk about him, but I really like it for the Orioles would be Michael King. So I'll shut up and let you guys go
hey, look,
back and forth.
That's not the name that the other guys are, but I think he's a better pitcher than most of the guys that are out there. I'd rather kick the tires on a Mike King and see what happens here. But I do, like, in my wish list of the starting pitchers that are free agents, I think Framber's at the top of my list.
Mine too. Why? I've always wanted him. I liked him with the Astros. I thought he was just a really good pitcher that wasn't quite under the radar. We traveled a little bit under the radar, right? Because of who else was in the rotations. But
well, you have two lefties in your rotation now. If he ends up being one, along with Kyle Bradish, you get guys that and you get guys that get a ton of ground balls. He is a ground ball merchant.
Yeah.
3 years ago, 2 years ago, roughly, Framber Valdez threw in a cutter, started working on it, and his K's went up. So now he has the ability to strike you out, the ability to get ground balls, being left-handed with the scoreboard and right, trying to minimize some of the power to that side. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a beautiful fit for what you have here. Yeah, he does have some of his issues. I do think he intentionally threw at his catcher when his catcher wasn't ready last year.
Yes.
I don't know what that's all about, but but Mike Elias is familiar with him. I mean, the two guys that, the top free agent pitcher, I think it's Framber Valdez. I know people would disagree with me with some of the other names out there. It's fine. I'm just thinking about it from an Orioles standpoint. Kyle Tucker being the top hitter in free agency, no question. Both of them were Astros.
Yeah.
The familiarity with Elias, and or at least his familiarity with them, knowing if he wants to go after him or not, we shall see. But one of the other things real quick before we step out, I wanted to read you was, yeah, you talked about Elias saying there's room for center field help, depth at a minimum. He had talked about the different types of positions that they wanted. He said frontline starting pitcher, closer or late inning reliever, veteran bat possibly to fit into the outfield.
Right-handed bat most likely.
You'd like, but again, how many right-handed bats are there that are better than what you have
right
now? There's just not a lot. So,
Pete Alonso is a right-handed bat.
Yeah, but he doesn't play the outfield.
Plays first base.
I think that makes a ton of sense, man. But we'll see. We'll see what they do. I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to trust.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.